friends. How is your cooking going this week? Today, I'd like to give a huge shout out to moms. From the beginning, mom is there for us, caring for us when we're sick, helping us go to sleep after a nightmare, cheering us on at soccer games, and best of all, feeding us. She was the very first one who introduced us to food. Now, that's an incredibly huge thing, especially if you're like me and think about food every day. I have my mom to thank for being in this business, and believe me, she hears my gratefulness regularly. As a matter of fact, if you read my blog, tootiecooks.wordpress.com, you'll find out how I went to a farm this year and got her grass-fed organic lamb chops for Easter, because lamb was her special favorite. So when you think of your mom, do you remember any particular dish she made with fondness? Was it her perfect macaroni and cheese or her mashed potatoes? Maybe she was a baker and perfected the world's best chocolate chip cookie. In honor of Mother's Day, I'd like to encourage you all whose moms are still around to talk to them and write down that recipe. Whatever it is, get it recorded in your book or on a recipe card for your box. Take it, make it, put your own spin on it, and most of all, share it with your family. I believe the best recipes in the world are the ones that have been handed down to us by our loved ones. When I first started teaching, I knew that I wanted to do an Italian lovers class. My mom, Barbara, came over and spent the entire day with me as we cooked and wrote down some of our favorite recipes that her mother, Alice, used to make. Now, being Italian, that was a challenge because no one in our family measured anything, nor did we write anything down. Recreating those recipes was a very special way that my mom and I could share our love of food and our love for her mother. My mother-in-law, Jimmy, is very different from my mother in that she does not enjoy cooking. She loves good food and is fiercely devoted to family, but she would prefer to gather around a table with food that someone else has prepared. This is not a criticism. She'll tell you the same thing. But one Christmas, we were all down at her place in San Diego, and she decided to cook Christmas Eve dinner. Now, Jimmy hails from Arkansas, so she cooked chicken fried steak, mashed potato, green beans. I mean, the whole works. And I have to say, it was delicious. So it's not that she doesn't know how to cook. It's just that she chooses not to. So Jimmy, let me give equal credit to you for your delightful food and the memories it makes. Here's an idea. Many of you who are married know that your spouse has a favorite dish or two that their mom made them growing up. Maybe next time you're visiting your mother-in-law, you can work together in the kitchen and write some of those favorite recipes down. Even if you don't reproduce them exactly, I bet your spouse will be touched by your efforts. And get your kids involved, too. Those family recipes will live on and you can enjoy them for years to come. People often take pictures and put them in scrapbook, but how often do we do that with recipes? How often do we make notes and keep track of the things that we do in the kitchen that work? Well, I'd encourage you to start. I'd also encourage you to talk with your kids and find out what their favorite dishes are. Keep a notebook of those recipes, and when they're old enough to learn, you can begin to teach them how to make their own favorites. Did you know that our olfactory sense is deeply connected with memory? That means that by getting a whiff of something, we can actually be transported in our minds to that exact place when we last smelled that aroma. Think about it. That's pretty powerful stuff. So why not make some great memories and honor mom at the same time? Do you have questions about anything cooking related? I'd love to hear from you, and we'll get your question answered. Maybe we'll even read yours on the air. Thanks for listening. This is Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola, All to the Table Cooking School, where you can get your PhD in delicious.